Welcome to the Bailiwick Express podcast. This is The Interview, one in a series of podcasts where we at the Bailiwick Express speak to members of our community about events, personal stories, politics, current events or charitable initiatives. Thank you for joining us.
Up to 20% of the world's population is thought to be neurodiverse. This includes people with dyslexia, dyspraxia, ADHD, autism, Tourette's, and numerous other titles. Some people may be diagnosed with more than one neurodiverse condition. And it may seem like more people than ever are claiming to be neurodiverse, and that could well be true. As one example, a 2021 study found there had been a 787% increase in the number of autism diagnoses between 1998 and 2018. That's a huge jump. Increased awareness and acceptance of neurodiversity could just mean that more people are diagnosed than a generation or two ago, simply because society now has the means to recognise and accept the differences between us. When it comes to ADHD, the reported rise in diagnosis levels has been put down to things like increased access to healthcare among some of the poorer people living in communities around the world, but also improved awareness and understanding cited by doctors too. ADHD can be a tricky one to diagnose for some doctors though, as there are symptoms which cross over between depression, anxiety, or even bipolar disorder to things like autism and Tourette's. And of course, people will have differing symptoms, challenges and strengths. Phil Neild has learned to live with challenges he faces in his own life with a suspected ADHD diagnosis. Having worked in education for his entire career, he and his wife have also recognised those challenges in some of the children that they've taught. Recognising the difficulty he and many other people face when it comes to simple things like just doing day-to-day tasks, Phil has produced an app to try and help.
Looking back, I wasn't very organised. My brothers were super organised, and I think I frustrated my parents enormously by all of this. I'm sure they'll say that. And so I think looking back is quite key. And then I met my wife, who's in learning support, and kind of she pointed me towards the fact that I might have some of these issues, which I hadn't really thought about. And then they fast forward to having two kids, one daughter who's fantastically organised and one son who's a little more challenging. I don't think he's got ADHD, but he's certainly very lively.
Yeah.
But he forgets things. And so looking at his phone, it was like, okay, I'm shouting at him a lot in the morning. I'm not really getting anywhere with teenagers, you know. So I thought, right, okay, he loves his phone. How can I combine that? So it started off as a reminder app. So you can put in reminders. So it's like automation of WhatsApp kind of thing. And then it developed, and my wife took it, and so I developed far more applications for it. And was like, this is good.
So the pair of you and your wife, actually developed the app between you?
Yes. So, in a learning, you know, you've got to learn something new.
Yeah.
I then started to learn how to code in apps.
Mm.
And very quickly realised this was way beyond me. So I then got in contact with Botic in India via, you know, one of these platforms, and he's built it for me.
Okay, yeah.
And he's really good, and so it's like develop, you know, I know what I want and how it should operate, and explaining to that someone who's not in education has been a bit of a challenge, but we got better. So yeah, developed bits and pieces more and more, and so it's now where it is. Nearly next week it will be absolutely version 4 will finish, but I'm sure there'll be version 5 and version 6.
Absolutely. But your wife and yourself then have both worked in education, so you both have lots of experience.
Yes.
With children.
25 years.
And you're a teacher and your wife is...
Has been a teacher. You know, she's a part-time teacher, but also in learning support, SENK, special needs.
So working with children of all different abilities and...
Yep, different cultures. Lived abroad for 20 years.
Right, okay, so that must feed into it as
yep.
well.
Yeah, so it's... It's got a broad range of experience, and the fundamental things is kids like tablets and phones,
yeah.
And kids are struggle with organisation, even more so now, I think, since the pandemic.
Okay.
I think that's had a big impact on on everyone.
And so the app is for students with ADHD, but also other...
It's for anybody who's really disorganised.
Yeah, and that is a component, isn't it, of ADHD?
Yeah,
I
huge.
Think for both male and female. And,
you know, neurodivergence. So all those kind of issues and symptoms that children have.
Yeah.
But really, for anybody who is disorganised, which I think is quite a few people, adults as well.
As you said, some people might wonder why an app is being used to help people who are disorganised, when actually we hear other organisations saying we should be encouraging less use of mobile phones and tablets and things. But actually, they're a fact of life, aren't they?
Yeah, that's
the technology is here to stay.
That's a losing battle.
Yeah, it's only going to continue developing in different ways, and our lives will become not even more reliant on, but
the integrated. Technology,
yeah, but more integrated. So this is a way that you spotted a way in of using the technology to make life easier.
Yeah, for the parents, you know, the great thing about it is that you generally now have those organisation issues that you don't have the conversations about, which are repeated. But then flipping it to other ones with tasks and rewards and competitions, you're using it for positive engagement.
The rewards aspect of it, so you said for yourself or for your child, so you kind of set reminders, and if they do things, is it a McDonald's when you get over to the UK?
Or whatever you want, you know, whatever it can be, a big reward, small reward, depends on the task you set, you know?
Yeah, and it can build up as well, so it can be kind of point scoring and...
That's competition, is point scoring between kids or between kids and the parents. But you can build into the task anything you want. You can build in the fact that, you know, if they get an achievement point or at school, if they do something that they think is an achievement.
Yeah.
So it's what you determine the ability of the child is.
Yeah. So, and what kind of age is this aimed at initially?
Anybody who can function with a tablet.
Okay. So it could start from very young age.
Yeah. So really, it's aimed at age seven, I think. And so it starts with primary school, the fact that the parent's going to input most of the thing that's going on. And then it goes, you know, as the great thing about it is that it transitions to older kids, and then they take charge of their own organisation and automate and remind us.
At that kind of age, you would expect a child to be developing some form of independence, you know, remembering to take their pee bag when they get out the car at school and remembering to bring it home again at the end of the day.
You'd be
remembering
amazed.
To bring the lunchbox. But yeah, some people find those tasks.
Even in extreme cases, you know, for remembering to brush your teeth in the morning.
Right, okay.
So for some children, that's a big issue.
Yeah.
So then the alarm can go off, and this is one of our great stories so far in our trial.
Yeah.
We sent it to some friends of ours who've been living internationally, and their child doesn't want to brush his teeth.
Okay.
And then trialling this, they've got him to brush his teeth because it beeps, and it doesn't stop beeping until he brushes his teeth. So it's little changes like that. It's not going to revolutionise your life, but it'll help people get more and more independent.
But actually, in a way, it will revolutionise the user's life if it's something as simple as cleaning your teeth.
Yep.
That is something you need to develop a habit for doing every day,
correct.
Isn't it?
Correct. Maybe I'm underselling it.
Yep. For your own health. And actually, if this app can help somebody get into that habit in time, presumably they won't need that daily reminder because the habit will be there. But then the app can be used for other tasks. Because as we all grow up, our daily needs and to-do lists change, don't they?
So, they do indeed.
You know, what you might need to do every day when you're at school will be very different when you get your first weekend job,
yep.
get your first full-time job.
This is why it's been built to be totally flexible.
Yeah.
For all different types of users.
And so the user can use it as they grow through their life.
Correct. So it starts off with primary school, very little use. And then as they go through secondary school, they take over and they're organising their own stuff.
So it's a very new app. It only launched earlier this month. You've used it yourself, have you?
Yep. Well, we've been part of the training.
Yeah, so your family have used it. Yep. How many other people have you got involved in the training? You said your friends overseas.
We've got about 10 or 12 trialists.
Yeah.
We've got some really good feedback from them about what needs slightly adjusting.
Yeah.
So we've adjusted that with feedback. We've added bits in, for example, it has a countdown feature now for birthdays or end of school.
Yeah.
So that comes up on the front page. We've got the timetable, which pops up, you know, for the students' timetable every day. So we've added bits on like that.
Yeah, okay. And then, so what's next? So the app is out there. People can download it from all the usual platforms.
The key part now, the key learning part for me is now the social media part of it.
Okay.
I know it's really good. And if you download it and use it, you'll find it's really good. It does what it says. Yeah. It does take a little bit of time to get set up because you have to link all the phones.
Okay.
So you have to link them with QR codes and so on and put in your school holidays so you can set holiday reminders, term time reminders and so on. Once you've done that, off you go. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, up to three children, two adults accounts. So they can be people who don't live together anymore, you know, so they can organise their children through the app, which is really powerful. So I've got a friend who lives in a different country to his children.
Okay.
And he's able to keep on top of the reminders and stuff and really good.
Okay.
And look at their achievements and set them tasks, even though he's not there. So the power of technology, so we've done that, but really the learning curve for me has been social media. someone said to me, TikTok. I was like, oh no, really? Do I have to learn about that? So that's the kind of challenge we're at the moment, because it's obviously in 7 languages, so we can use anywhere. Mm-hmm. It automatically changes languages at a press of a button.
Okay.
Technology is good like this. And so, yes, we're looking at ways to get it out there to people. At the moment, we're looking at getting it to all the people in Guernsey. So my wife is sending it to the Senkos and all the schools in Guernsey. And we've made it free for people in Guernsey. It's not very expensive, only it's £5 a month for 2 children.
Yeah.
But we've made a decision that, you know, we live here, so it's free for people in Guernsey.
Okay.
That's logistically quite hard to do, so they have to email me, you know, to get, and then I can set it up that way, individually. But yeah, we've made that decision, and we just want people to use it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's great.
And so, just to go back to the very beginning, we're talking about neurodivergences,
yep.
But it's not just for people with neurodivergences.
No, it's particularly,
can benefit.
It's particularly helpful for those. But for anybody who's got a disorganised child, it's great.
Yeah. But with regards to neurodivergences, there has been an upswing in people being diagnosed. It's common knowledge, isn't it, that adult women are being diagnosed with ADHD.
Yes.
They would have been missed in childhood.
Yes.
Because the symptoms weren't recognised. So as people are going through their lives and maybe finding some things difficult, that and never having the reasons why it's difficult, or never knowing why they find something difficult that their partner or their colleagues can do more easily, this can help them.
Yeah, and it's really interesting, because I was speaking to my friend from school.
Yeah.
At the weekend I met up in London. He's in the mental health profession.
Yeah.
And he said this if this is slightly adapted, this can really help adults. And I was like, okay. So we're currently now, next week, going to start on an amended version for adults, because
he
works with people who are coming out of care homes and trying to live independently, for example.
Yes.
And they've got to illustrate that. So this is then another extension of which I hadn't thought of.
Yeah.
So there's multiple uses of it, and I think we will develop them as we go along.
Mm.
Because it's just great to help people get more organised. Because as you know that who thinks the same as anybody else?
Yeah.
What's very easy for you might be impossible for me, or really difficult. So everyone's, as we're becoming more aware of this, as you said, I think there's multiple uses for it.
Yeah, and people don't need to mask or to keep their challenges hidden anymore. They can actually, if they can just use their phone, no one even needs to know then, do they?
Not really.
Can just plan your life and work through your own daily tasks and all the rest of it.
Yeah, it's great. And if you are slightly forgetful, then you can put in there for your reminders, you can put in medicine.
Yeah,
which
that's
is also
important. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's multiple uses of it. I think we're only just discovering.
Yeah, and you said for earlier on about, is this version 4 and you're probably on version 5 soon. So as you're
it's great,
rolled out,
yeah, no,
being updated.
Because we started off with version 1 and it's like, okay, then why don't we do this? Why don't we add this bit on? And I'm sure that'll happen as we go along. Because we've got in now, we've got a calendar feature, and it also now can link, version 4 will link directly to your iCal or your Google Calendar.
Yeah.
So you as a parent, as a child, it can sync straight away with your calendar.
Okay.
And it's got an inbuilt calendar as well. So little things like this that people go, oh, could it do this? And you go, yeah, okay. And
you can add more features to it.
As many as you want.
Yeah. As you realise what the demand is and what the use and benefits are.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's great, because the guy who's built it understands it now. So if I add something in, he's like, okay, this is what it's supposed to do. Like for example, the weekly jobs.
Yeah.
So on a Monday, you know, put the bins out. You just tick that it's done as a kid, and then that comes through to me as a parent.
Yeah.
And then it automatically resets, so it just carries on next week.
So the following Monday, the reminder will come up again. So even if you forget to set the reminder, which I would do,
you don't need to remember
to set that reminder, because it will just do it automatically once it's in there.
And if you're doing, you know, like don't forget your PE kit on a Monday in school time, you set that once and it appears at that time every week.
So how do people download the app in the first place?
They go to the App Store or the Play Store, and they look for Suri, Simply Organised, which is Surei, which is the Japanese word for organised.
Yeah.
And just click on that and look at the logo, and it's a nice white logo with teal, I think. And then click on it and off you go. 28-day free trial. Then it's £4 a month for one child, £5 for two, £6 for three.
So for people who want to download it, so as you said, people in Guernsey.
It's a 28-day free trial. And then if you that's for everybody. That's how it's set up.
Yeah.
But if it wants to continue free, just email me. You know, on Facebook, on a website, which is on the link is on there.
Yeah.
So email me for free and I can then refund any subscription that's been paid.
Because it must work best then when families units are linked up.
The parent is the account.
Okay.
And they then set up their email account. You have one user.
Yeah.
And then they set up the child.
Okay.
And then have a QR code on their phone. And then that automatically links to the setup to the other,
right,
the other account.
Okay.
So it's quite funky like that.
Yeah.
So you just take a picture of it when you've got the app and it just automatically links.
Yep.
And then you link to your partner, your spouse, which could also be a grandparent if you're a single child, a single family, single parent.
Yeah.
So it's multiple flexible, and just set up then your holiday dates, link, get your family linked up, and you're done.
And as you said, it can be parents who don't even necessarily live in the same country. So, you know,
don't live in the same country, don't get along anymore.
But you can use this just to keep a track of what the child's doing and setting those tasks.
Yep, in a positive way. It's like it's a succession of small wins. So it's like, you know, the person who cleans their teeth, that's a small win, now on to the next little one. And it's just, you know, generally improving, and it's then the transition from the parent to the child, which I really like.
And the name then, so Suri.
S-U-R-E-I.
Okay, and that means organised.
In Japanese.
Japanese. So how did you come up with that as a name?
Because we've lived in lots of places, and we just like, okay, we can't, student, is really boring. Because it's about organisation.
Yeah.
Don't want to do that at school.
Don't want a student, reminds you of being at school, reminds you of homework. And
so we then thought, okay, and then my wife just suddenly went, oh, let's have a look at different languages for organised, and they went, oh, what about this?
Yeah.
So it's kind of part of the Japanese word for organised. I thought, Suri, okay, two syllables, something different. I think that once people start to use it, word of mouth will make it, it's really good. My challenge is to get people to use it, to try it.
So download it at the moment then from the Google, from the Play Store.
And the App Store.
And the App Store.
Yep. Free trial.
Give it a trial.
See how you get on. Then if you, you know, it's free for Guernsey, so if people want to reclaim their money after 6 months, email me and there we go.
You've been listening to a Bailiwick Express podcast. If you like what you heard, please share, like and subscribe so we at Bailiwick can continue to pull apart the stories that affect you, the listener. Thank you for joining us.